free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, bring up anything you want. I want to start out the show tonight, and I'm sure, Nemi, you will assist in this process because I'm pretty frustrated.
I was disgusted.
I am disgusted and frustrated, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I had said to myself that, boy, you know, if they do put our friend Ademo in jail from coplock.org, if they do put Ademo in jail, he was expecting to go to jail today.
Yeah.
I said that would be insane because it's insane what they have done.
It's the
most ridiculous of, I don't know, this may be the most ridiculous of all of the things I've seen happen. And I've seen some terrible, horrible, ridiculous things happen to activists up here. And as I was discussing last night, we get to see this because we have activism going on up here. And so when you've got activism happening on a regular basis, the state agents get a good chance to show how absolutely ludicrous they can be and how absurd and how scary and how just lacking any kind of compassion or logic.
Or courage to explain or counter your points, even. Are you prosecuting people who have hurt people today? Nobody answered you. Crickets.
Oh, God,
nothing.
Yeah. Oh, so you're referring to what happened beforehand, before the absolute ridiculousness occurred, which was I was sitting in the courtroom, and, you know, it bugs me sitting in these quiet institutional places. I don't like how people who normally would be very chatty with one another, people, even the people in the liberty community, it affects everyone. It affects everybody. It affects me, too. There's just this silence. You ever been in courtroom or
doesn't even have to be there before.
Because you can go to jail for talking in one of these places. No doubt people are scared.
You can go to jail for not standing in these places.
Well, you can go to jail for all manner of things they want to put you in jail for.
Sure.
But I've never seen anyone go to jail for talking before a judge arrives
in understand.
Court.
I'm not saying that that's not true. I get where you're coming from. But no wonder people are cowed in these places. There's a huge threat
that
looms over the place.
And they know. Anybody that's ever been to court knows that they're absolutely ridiculous. And how they behave and the arbitrary rules that they enforce at a whim of the bureaucrats. So I totally understand why people are very deferent when they go into these places. But it still bugs me. I mean, we're just sitting in this room. You know, of course, they open the courtroom up whenever the F they want to. By the way, we were in a big rush to get to the courthouse. We all went out to lunch beforehand. And, you know, Damo got his meal fast because they expedited it because he had to leave soon and, you know, get out there. And Kate and myself, I was videotaping the extravaganza and Kate was driving. And so we all kind of got out as quickly as possible. So we showed up, relatively on time. They, of course, wait until they darn well feel like it to open up the chamber doors, and then everybody just sits there until the man in the robe decides to mosey on down.
It was 1:30. It was 1:30.
Before he came in the room?
Yeah, when he walked in the room, it was 1:30.
And it was supposed to be starting at 1.
So that was half an hour of quiet.
Right. And so just sitting there. So I just start peppering the silence with questions and observations about this terrible system and the people that are working within it, asking questions of the prosecutor, like you said, about how many people he's going to put in jail today and how many people, peaceful people, and how many peaceful people he has put in jail throughout his whole career. Of course, he just sits there ignoring me. And this was after I had already asked a number of other things and said a number of other things. Eventually, a cop gets up and walks over. And he attempts to shut me up, to try to tell me to be quiet. And I basically looked back at him and I said, oh, no, thanks. I'm fine. Thank you very much. And I'm not going, basically told him I'm not going to shut up for you.
They definitely had a police presence in the room.
Yes, just for us, by the way. All the cops left after we left.
That's right. They had four in the back row. And later on, when the shouting started, the calling out started, They all came up and sat at the end. At least they sat at the end of my. I wanted to call it a pew, but it's the row. But it's very much
why
like a pew in church.
Why not call it a pew? They are essentially the same thing as pews at church. They are as uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They are shaped in a similar manner.
Yeah.
And essentially, it is a chamber for worship. I mean, really, it's creepy.
You've got to have a faith-based belief to consider, you know, that guy in that black robe to be any better than you are, that you have to stand up for him. If you don't stand up for other people when they come in the room, why would you stand up for that person?
There were a couple of redeeming moments, but they only had to do with the audience there, not the bureaucrats. There was one guy behind me who, when everybody stayed seated, when the man in the robe came in the room, because we had a bunch of liberty-minded folks there, probably about 20, I would say, at least.
It was well-attended, I believe.
There were a bunch of people that came out from Keene. Several carloads came out from Keene, and some folks came from Manchester, of course. This was all happening at Manchester District Court today. And there was a dude behind me who, when we stayed seated, he goes, "You guys are awesome."
I did not hear that, but that's great.
And there was another dude that laughed at one of the lines that I threw out in the courtroom. And almost everybody took the don't take a plea deal flyers that I was handing out to the audience in the beginning.
Because well,
this is another thing I'll do in court. Like, I go every single week. We've got activists, by the way, covering every day of the week here in Keene, doing Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach at the local courthouse. So I'm always out there handing out information to folks about not taking a plea deal and how that can help bring the system to its knees. So I'm doing that regularly. But, you know, in this case, I don't regularly go to Manchester for anything. So I, you know, this is a good opportunity to hit up the folks in Manchester District Court with the same flyer. And so I always have them with me in my little activist backpack. Pulled out the don't take a plea deal flyers, and almost 100% of people took it. Probably like 90% of people that were waiting for court, and it was a bit, you know, pretty busy afternoon.
Yeah.
90% of the people waiting for court took that flyer, and they seemed to appreciate you know, having something to read, and were very interested.
Gives you something to read, if nothing else.
That's right. And that's what I'll usually say to folks, like, something to read while you wait, something to read about court, you know, that sort of thing. And so, you know, who knows what sort of minds were opened there because of being able to, A, observe us in the way that we behaved in the courtroom, and B, get information about not taking a plea deal.
You
know, so those were the good things that happened today.
Yeah, and they're pretty limited. You know, what happened is that, you know, Ademo, who is a, you know, co-host on this show, he had a situation where this was a resisting arrest, which means that the cops said during his trial that he resisted arrest for all of 5 seconds, which means that that's just the amount of time it takes to think about something. I don't consider 5 seconds to be resisting arrest. There should be a time frame for resisting arrest. Resisting arrest requires either A, violence, or B, non-cooperation for more than 30 seconds. Mm. You know, I mean, that seems reasonable to me. But no, they slapped this on top of him, a chalking charge, where he, you know, they were out there protesting. The cops apparently beating the crap out of a school student and a guy coming out of a
business.
They
murdered somebody, too, I think.
Right, you know.
Cops.
So this was police violence, a protest in front of the police station about police violence, where they chalked the sidewalks and chalked
the
side of the building. They charged them $1,200 for this chalking incident, which, by the way, that makes, you know, okay, if you're going to charge for something, charge for that. But then they gave him, for resisting arrest,
water cost $1,200.
Right, it's ridiculous, no doubt. But then they gave him 2 resisting arrest charges for, you know, not cooperating for all of 5 seconds, apparently, with these police officers. And then he was supposed to be able to take this onto a jury trial. He had to have one of these kangaroo courts in front of this judge before he could go on to
a
jury trial.
So, right.
Like you're guaranteed by the Constitution.
Yeah, the Constitution guarantees jury trials, and a lot of people think that that means something. Well, today, if you were in the courtroom, and we have video there, so you'll be able to see it later. If you were there today, and you will be able to see it later, you would see exactly how much that matters. Exactly how much having a so-called right to a jury trial it affects anybody. It's ridiculous, and I'll explain more about what happened here in a few moments. 855-453, because our friend Ademo is in jail now for at least 2 months. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
Which one do you want to
say? You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Come with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa,
hey,
who do you think
you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video
Now, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make weight on challenge. Now, wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us what you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
You can, by the way, follow us via Twitter, Facebook, or email over at news.freetalklive.com. Make it easy, get signed up, and it's totally free, like everything is on our website. And it's thanks to great sponsors like SACL CAI. SACL CAI is the sponsor of our phone lines here on the program. And Jason Osborne, who's the guy behind SACL CAI, is a huge backer of the Liberty Movement. This is somebody that makes doing
liberty-oriented radio much more possible.
Yeah, right.
And it's thanks to Jason Osborne. He and his wife were the stellar organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and I hear rumor that they are coming back to do it again next year, which I can't imagine why anyone would want to put themselves through that twice, but I hear
they said it was a 2-year plan.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's fantastic because I think they did a great job. Anyway, you can learn more about SACL CAI through their banner, which is at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. But basically, they're an account recovery company. They will help you with collections, early outbilling, and they'll even purchase charged-off receivables. And they can help you get your money from your customers and treat them with respect at the same time so you can keep your customers down the line. Go to SACL CAI via their banner at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. More coming up about what happened with the demo today. It was absolutely shocking and outrageous. But first, we'll go to you and your thoughts. Nico is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to ask, a basic liberty principle, and that is, one of the basic, libertarian or voluntarist principles, the principle of nonviolence, correct?
Yeah, I would say generally.
Depends on how you define violence. I mean, I don't think anybody can be without violence, but why don't you say a little more?
Well, because my question is the problem with a lot of libertarians is that the government has a monopoly on violence. And in a completely free market, how do you stop, let's say, if people set up a system, a protection agency or whatever, how do you stop in that free market from different entities trying to maintain a monopoly on violence after they get a certain amount of resources to be able to, do so if they so wished?
Is your question, let me see if I can rephrase and tell me if I got it right, is your question essentially what happens when a private protection agency in this sort of a free market future that we envision?
Right, and this is so far beyond where we are today. I mean, we advocate more freedom, but yeah, sure, we can talk about, freedom land.
Are you asking whether a private protection agency would be able to increase its purview over people to the point where they could essentially become a monopoly on violence?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my thing is, if we achieve a state where we're completely free and there's no government or whatever, how do you prevent people from obtaining that status again?
Well, it's called open competition in the marketplace and people knowing better this time around. When a private protection agency is formed, they will have to get people by consent to become their customers. That's how they would build their business, is by consent. And so they would have contracts with their customers. And at some point, if they decided they wanted to dishonor those contracts and no longer operate by consent, it would be pretty obvious to the people in that community what this company was doing. Not only would it be obvious to the people in the community, but it would also be, suicide for the company to behave in that particular way, because there probably still would be competitors in the marketplace for this particular agency, and certainly individuals can defend themselves. And no one would be, I think, suffering from the delusion that the people that are, operating Acme Protection Agency would somehow have the same authority, if you will, that the folks from government, or the people calling themselves government, have. And I don't think that people would be fooled. I don't think they would fall in line to be told what to do by a private protection agency like they are, like they do when it comes to the government guys.
Yeah, and also, we're envisioning a future where there are no monopolies. And it's not a problem with violence as much as it's a problem with monopolies. I don't know how you define violence, and you may define it differently than I do. But I'm against the initiation of force, not necessarily using force in some way to protect yourself or your property or your family or something like that. So, the problem really is about monopolies, and I don't know too many people that clamor for fewer choices. Usually people, once they've been offered choices, prefer to have choices. So once they've lived in a world where they have options, where governments aren't necessarily tied to the ground, where governments are agencies that provide protection to people, and they don't necessarily have to be in one place. It used to be that if you were one place, you had one telephone company. That's the only telephone company you had to choose from. Now you can have a cell phone. You can choose from, all kinds of different companies that can provide you, landline service to where you are. You've got all kinds of different choices. You can get VoIP And it's amazing. And we live in this world, and we seamlessly traveled from when I was a kid, there was one option. So you're 30 years later, and you know things are changing faster all the time now with Moore's Law. 30 years later, I have innumerable choices on telephone service now in a given piece of land. And I don't think anybody, if I went around door to door and said, hey, would you like to just go back to one telephone provider?
Yeah.
You know, I just can't imagine that people are going to be going for that. Now, maybe this whole system of choices doesn't work. We don't know. We haven't really had a chance to truly vet it and see what it would look like on a global scale. And it sounds like you're asking about a global situation.
Well, nor would you be able to compete away all of the telephone customers. There's such a variety of demands in the marketplace. One company is not going to be able to outcompete all of the others,
right,
especially if it's an open marketplace where anybody can jump in and compete.
Monopolies can only exist in an environment where the government exists.
That's not necessarily true. There could be the theoretical perfect monopoly, the company that offers the best product at the best price with the best services, and so they've just absolutely demolished the marketplace from competition.
Ridiculous.
But it's a fantasy.
There's still somebody out there that will offer that product, whatever it is, whether it's at a higher price or with worse service or whatever. Somebody's out there offering something.
It's a ridiculous fantasy to believe that would actually end up happening. But
monopolies are only enforced by government.
Yeah, but if that were to be true, go ahead.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm not really worried about, monopolies on entities that provide services or goods to people. You know, I'm not worried about the Walmart or the great telephone company taking over. But what I'm thinking is in a free society, you're going to have organizations who are going to make promises to people and say, we're going to protect you, we're going to provide you with infrastructure and things like that. And
sure. People
are going to take up, them up on their offer. And I'm sure at some point in time, these organizations can get big and eventually at some point, long and down the road might realize that, they're a bigger organization and maybe they want this monopoly and they will use violence and not,
Well, so would they be going to kill the other private protection agencies?
So now we've got GE as the biggest company in the world. Could GE be taken out by Walmart, Coca-Cola, and Siemens if they all got together?
They're not pilots, or they...
Yeah, it's paranoid. I get where you're coming from, Nico, and thanks for the call.
I think the biggest threat to freedom is generally from the outside.
855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here tonight, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there for you, including listening options. You can get tuned into our live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, and they are free, of course. You can listen to whichever one fits your internet connection the best. Also, you can learn about over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. There's a list of them there. The satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU band channel. The webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get details and get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Of course, one of the ways to get tuned in is those live streams. And, well, one of the myriad of choices, an excellent choice in regards to how to tune to those live streams, is the C-Crane Company's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. I've got one here at the LRN.FM studio kitchen, and it is running LRN.FM around the clock. You can program in your favorite channels from across the Internet. Over 18,000 streams are available to this unit. That includes Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 tunes. You can get them all with the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. Anywhere you've got a Wi-Fi signal, this thing is going to crank out the tunes or the talk radio or whatever it is you like to listen to.
Yeah, and it makes it a lot easier to listen to these stations and find these stations than trying to find them on some kind of computer or something like that. It's just
Well, actually, you can use it with your computer, and that makes it even easier to find things because you can basically set up a list of your favorite stations on the computer, which is a lot more user-friendly than using the flywheel on the front of the unit. It's faster. You can do it through the unit, but it's actually faster to just set your account up online, plug in your favorite stations there, and then you can just access them through through the unit.
But the interface allows you to find types of stations that you wouldn't otherwise find.
That's true. You can browse and search, so it's pretty handy. And it's great quality product, too. These guys know what they're doing. The C-Crane Company's been building radios for a long time, and they do it right. So get your C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio and use
Mention Free Talk Live when you check out, and you'll get a free LED flashlight. Go to ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Actually, for a limited time, you'll get free shipping, too.
Oh, wow.
It's very, very limited.
How limited?
I believe it's Monday.
So, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it is. You're going to get free shipping and the free flashlight if you mention Free Talk Live. I just spoke with Bob Crane during the Edgington Post interview. You can find that over...
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, if you go to freetalklive.com, look down the left-hand side of the page. The Edgington Post is there. You can hear that interview if you want to hear more about them, the products discussed here.
So we were talking with Nico about this question that pops up from time to time, and it is an important one to address. It's the paranoid Bill Gates takes over the country scenario where some company that is offering protection services in this futuristic free market that we would like to see happen at some point. I think most of us on this program would like a more free market. And that means having more choice in different areas that we currently are forced to have monopolies in, like the government police. We would actually have protection services that would be offered, and you'd be able to contract with them, and they would be under an agreement with you, and you would pay them based on your agreement.
This isn't anything really terribly outlandish. Police are a relatively new phenomenon. The first police departments, I think, were like 1850 in London. Most American municipalities didn't have police officers as late as, like, you know, the 50s, and, you know, some of them don't have them now. So, you know, in many places, they'd have protection services offered by Pinkerton, other agencies. So, I mean, there's nothing, this isn't crazy or outlandish.
No, but what is outlandish is the idea that a company would be successful on a voluntary basis, meaning they would grow their business based on mutually beneficial interactions, meaning customers voluntarily coming to them, asking about their service, contracting with their service, being happy about their service, continuing to pay for their service, or not being happy and changing to a different company and paying them for their service, or not being happy with any of the options in the marketplace and actually having the freedom to start their own company and compete with the existing companies. But the idea being that one company would be so successful at building their business on a consensual basis that all of a sudden they would change how they do business and take over. And,
power is
become
really
evil.
Power does motivate people. But what you've got to consider is that often people are kept in check by other people's power.
By competition.
The biggest, just look at the way the world is set up today really fosters large companies growing. If you don't think that the system benefits big companies, big financial companies, you really ask yourself, why didn't these big financial companies support Ron Paul? Ron Paul's all about the free market. If the free market fosters evil corporations from getting in control, why didn't they support Ron Paul?
Great
because
point.
They all put their money behind Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
Right, because big companies don't want choice and they don't want options in the marketplace.
We know that during the Republican primary that it was anybody's game. It kept switching around and bebopping around. If enough money went behind the Ron Paul campaign, he would have won. So why didn't these companies support him? The answer is the free market doesn't help big businesses. It helps the little guy. So in this marketplace where we have countries helping big businesses, you've got some tremendous seismic GE, but GE isn't even big enough to fight off, say, the next three biggest companies that are underneath it.
The next electronic manufacturers or whatever.
Right, or whatever. I mean, if GE was a security company that offered security in the situation where Nico's talking about, then the next three companies together would realize very quickly that they're going to be beaten out of the business by this evil corporation that goes out of control trying to subjugate people. So they would rise up and fight them. I mean, what do you have currently? Security organizations that we now call governments, what do you have when they have disagreements? You have wars.
Right, so that's a fear that a lot of people have about the marketplace offering protection services. Well, what if they're fighting with one another? Well, right, and that's the most important part here is not only would the company be disincentivized to behave in this way by the fact that they are in the marketplace and they are subject to competition, and why they would change from a good company that actually voluntarily got into agreements with their customers to an evil corporation that is lording power over people, I think is just ridiculous on his face. But even if you believe that that's a possibility, then you get into the economic realities of oppressing people. Because okay, now you're going to start using force on your customers? Now you're going to start intimidating people? Well, you don't have voluntary consent of your customers at that point. You're intimidating them into giving money to you. And that makes it more expensive because then you've actually got to start going around and actually threatening people, maybe hurting some people as well. But eventually somebody's going to kick back and they're going to shoot back. And they're going to decide they don't want to be oppressed by Acme protection agencies. They learned their lessons about government decades ago and, whatever the changeover was to the free market. And they're not going to be oppressed by these people because they're not under any illusions about who they are. They're just other human beings that are trying to oppress them. And so as soon as people start fighting back, the company starts taking severe losses. They start losing their employees. They then will have to pay their existing employees more money in order to get them to come out and start, cracking heads or whatever to, intimidating things it is that they're doing to these people. And the more the conflict escalates, the more expensive it will become for this this company. And the company doesn't have the ability, like the government, to just print money. That's how wars are funded. If we didn't have a fiat currency in this country, then it would be next to impossible for the government guys to be going to war all the time. Because they would actually have to raise the money through taxes to go to war, and that's a lot more of a difficult proposition because inflation allows them to just take as much as they want at any time they want to, whereas if you actually have to physically extract money from people, that becomes a much more costly and risky operation. So there's just so many reasons why this wouldn't happen, this idea of a big Bill Gates takeover where he's just going to crush people's skulls and hurt people.
What I'd be far more concerned with, and we don't know, by the way, whether a fully free market country or place could exist. We haven't seen that happen. But I'd be far more worried about some state existing on the outside of that geographic area deciding that, there's a free spot of land. We're going to go take that one and subjugate those people. That's what I'd be worried about.
Well, that's why the people would presumably be armed and willing to defend their property and also would hire protection agencies to protect them from the outside looming threats. 855-453. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You will find links there to Amazon's, different Amazons, Amazon UK, Amazon US, Canada. Click in the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's that simple. You can go and get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. I think there's one more point I think that's really important to make on this question, this fear-based question about...
Well, it's a reasonable question to ask this sort of thing if you don't know the answer.
I agree, but it is based in fear, and it's a fear-based question about, what if a protection agency in the more free market future becomes really powerful and they want to take over? And I think that there are all kinds of factors, as we've been discussing, that would prevent that from happening in the first place. But even if for some reason it were to occur, even if some evil Bill Gates were to all of a sudden turn around or become evil, or maybe they were evil the whole time and they were just masquerading as though they were good and interacting voluntarily with people. But if this big company gets big enough to where they can somehow take over a particular plot of land by pure threat of force and become a de facto government as a result of doing that, I would still want to have a free market situation, even if there were that remote possibility that some company would come and somehow take over a plot of land, because I'm willing to take the risk. I'm not worried about what's going to happen in the future with the free marketplace, because I know that the market provides products and services to people on a voluntary basis, and it does a darn good job of it. And the market would do a better job, hands down, than the government monopoly police system, because monopolies suck at what they do. They're terrible. Everybody knows this. Everybody is aware of how awful governments are at doing things. Just go to the DMV.
But a real step in the right direction when it comes to police is getting rid of the war on drugs.
Sure.
Because,
absolutely.
That'll take care of 90% of the abuse that goes on out there, because at that point you don't need as many cops running around, because most of the police hirings in the United States have been based on federal government grants since the Nixon war on drugs.
True.
And so, when you get rid of this war on drugs and you just have police enforcing laws that have to do with people using fraud or theft or violence to deal with each
right.
other, then you don't have them invading people's privacy all the time. The no-knock raids, that stuff goes away. people generally aren't going to have a problem with police violating somebody's civil rights who's killed somebody. So if some murderers hold up someplace hot with hostages or something, then you don't have anything to worry about. But when the cops are doing 40,000 drug raids in this country every single year, and they're getting bad addresses, and they're coming in and they're shooting the family dog because they feel threatened, then you've got a whole different scenario. You've got these guys dressed up like Darth Vader, like they're ready to invade Poland, and it's nuts. So that is going to take the first, biggest, largest step in paring down the police state that we have in this country.
That would certainly expand that to just victimless crimes in general, not just,
sure,
not just in the drug war.
Like chalking.
Well, right, like chalking.
Well,
exactly.
Chalking, I don't know that it's a victimless crime if you have it. If somebody comes and chalks on the side of my house, I would not call
right.
that a victimless crime.
But if it's public property.
You have a public property issue. Public property always has the tragedy of the commons involved. I don't think the government should be able to own property. At that point, you don't have a problem if government can't own property and then claim that that property is for everybody, but only for the uses that we say it is for everybody, or whatever it is when it comes down to their stuff. So that's an entirely different issue. Secondarily, the United States' adventurism in foreign wars. If you don't have the United States running around, getting involved in foreign countries' problems, having more than 1,000 military bases, depending on how you count it, but at least 750.
Acme Private Defense certainly isn't going to be doing that stuff.
Right. 750 military bases in 130 nations around the world, creating terrorists, and
right.
then those terrorists want to harm you and me.
They would understand that those sorts of actions that these defense companies were talking about, these futuristic defense companies, which, by the way, already exists. If you look in Detroit, they already have private defense agencies that have sprung up in the absence of the Detroit police.
And they have not yet gunned down any police officers.
No, they
haven't. Taken over their power or whatever.
But these defense agencies are not going to go and buy bombers and go and aggress against people around the world, because they would understand that that's going to create more problems than it solves. Not only that, it's also incredibly prohibitively expensive to do these things. And companies want to cut their costs so they can, make more money. But also, at the same time, they have to balance cutting costs with serving their customers and making sure they do a good job. Whereas governments has no interest in cutting costs. They're just, let's just spend, because we can tax, and take as much as we want from as many people as we want to. These private companies would not have the ability to fund themselves in that way. They have to have the funding mechanism to be able to do the same things that government does. And not only that, they would also have, there would be another factor we haven't touched on that would prohibit them from getting away with the evil that they get away with. Remember, people wouldn't be fooled by them. They wouldn't have the same aura of legitimacy that governments do, because they wouldn't have a monopoly. They'd be open to competition. And you can damn well bet their competitors are going to be competitive. They're going to say, hey, you shouldn't buy this company's products because they did this and this and this, or whatever. They're going to point out the faults in the other company's products. And so that'll be a factor in, keeping competition healthy and keeping customers shuffling around between these different agencies. The idea that one of them is going to overtake all of the rest of them is just
right.
unrealistic.
It does show that they are in an entirely different realm as the rest of their competition. The rest of their competition is trying to provide protection, and then suddenly they move from the realm of protection to imprisonment of people, enslaving people. Then they've taken a complete 180 in what they do. But, you could have a situation where people buy a large enough piece of land and say a lot of people find homeowners associations mm-hmm. to be very arduous. Homeowners associations are essentially voluntarist communities in a lot of ways. They exist in that you choose to move in there. You've got to live someplace. You choose to move in there. They've got all these rules. And then, you find out, oh, you're not allowed to dig up your front yard and put a flower bed in, or you're not allowed to fly an American flag, or, you're not allowed to have those pink flamingos your mom sent you, or whatever it is. And it's like, whoa, we go a bunch of Nazis. And you're kind
of signed the contract, though.
Yeah, indeed you did.
And that's part of it. I'm glad you brought that up. I would like to see this in process. And the homeowners associations that I've dealt with have turned into
neighborhood Nazis.
Neighborhood Nazis, absolutely.
And so if a company buys a large enough piece of land, there's the situation with the Domino's guy. He bought Ave Maria, which was a town that essentially is going to be all Catholicized. I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
It's still there.
But, you know, he's trying to build a town, and you can move in and make sure that you have no access to contraceptives. Awesome.
Right.
So, I mean, you can see how it would be difficult for people to live in those areas, but you would still have a lot more competition in that now, currently, the United States government has gotten so homogenous that there's really not even competition among the states anymore.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. I believe Shadow is with us in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hello, Shadow.
Yeah, is there something in your studio? Because I'm hearing some kind of crazy sound.
Nope. It must be your phone line or something going on at the network.
Everything sounds clear as a bell.
Just go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to say briefly that when I was back in my teenage years in Nashville, Tennessee, we had private police, we had a fire department, and it was all paid for by, you know, everybody in community donations right into the central fund.
Really?
And one thing that made it enjoyable was that anybody could take a turn at being police or the fire department. Like that, I've done them both. And the fire department, I like that one best because, now I'll tell you what, you get out with that chief that we had right there. When he'd drive, he'd be going right down the middle of a two-lane road, sirens and lights going, and, hey, man, everybody just better get out of the way because he ain't going to stop for nothing, man.
Now, are you saying that there was private policing in Nashville?
Yeah, back like I said, during my teens, it was.
Are you talking about, like, a volunteer police department or a private company?
No, it wasn't a company. It was regular people that lived right in the community right there. So
it was like a community policing thing.
Yeah. And
there were
like
still
that.
Taxes that were paying for it, right?
Like donations, like I said, went into a fund, you know, like that, to take care of everything.
That sounds pretty amazing. I would love to see some, I guess, more historical evidence that that's actually true. I find it hard to believe that.
No, it happened, but the only
what
thing
year
that ruined
was this?
It was Mickey, was
what,
the master.
What year,
Metro?
Shadow, what year was this?
Well, that was back in the 60s.
In the 60s. Interesting. If thanks for the call tonight. I'd love to know more about that, if that's actually true. I don't tend to believe a word Shadow says. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think he calls in and makes up some whoppers to tell on the air.
Okay.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.